Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 3rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 3:30, we're going to welcome in John and Melanie. We're going to talk to the Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club, get to know them a little bit more and some of the great events they have coming up. First up, though, we have Wisconsin State Assembly District 72 Representative Mr. Scott Krugen with us. Scott, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I have to pull an audible real quick, Scott. Yeah. I just noticed your shirt. I also am a Seattle Kraken fan.
Okay,
That is awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
I know. Right. Okay. So this all came from my son's in the Navy. Right.
Yeah.
So he got stationed out in Seattle when his ship was in dry dock, the Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
It was under extensive repairs, so he had to spend a year and a half in Seattle, and there was really nothing to do, and his apartment was right by the arena.
Oh, nice.
So he started going to Kraken games.
Awesome.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. So
that
I started watching. Cool. I love expansion teams too in sports, no matter what they
me too.
Are. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just loaded up on Kraken stuff.
Well,
colors are awesome.
Colors are great.
Right.
The logo is awesome.
Yeah.
I love the idea of the Kraken, too, as being a mascot. That's it's a fun team, too.
It's very cool. And it matches all my baby blue Brewer stuff.
There you go. You don't have to worry about, we don't have a major league team here in Wisconsin.
I have no allegiance to Wisconsin hockey. That's right. Hockey is a freebie.
Yeah. Speaking of traveling, you have been doing a lot of traveling lately. You've been visiting a lot of new areas. We've talked about this the last time you were with us.
Yeah.
How has that been going?
So the new district is a perfect district. It honestly is. So I'll say this. I'll maybe take some heat from some people. I got to thank the governor. It's a good map for me. For me.
Yeah.
Right? Because I get to go back to Juneau County where I was a sheriff's deputy back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Run into all those people that I served with back then who are now on county boards and village boards. And I remember you. I'm like, oh, I was hoping you didn't remember me. But and then, again, even in Adams, picking up some more of those areas that I used to have, like Adams and Friendship, being downtown there again. So it feels like it's all brand new all over again. That's the thing I like about the job the most, is I don't like when it gets stale.
Yeah.
So this has been nice the last few weeks, getting out and going to towns meetings in Juneau County and doing radio shows in Mauston and Adams and Friendship. And just getting around has been refreshing. So
I think one of the dangers that any good politician would face, and I know for a fact that constituents worry about, is that is the getting complacent or getting I don't want to say too comfortable in the job. We want you guys to feel good in the job, feel comfortable and all that. But the idea of I don't have to do anything. I've got this, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not uncontested, or that sort of thing. And I can just sit back and lean. And that kind of leans into a little bit of what I wanted to ask. You're in a newer area. You're talking to newer people, introducing yourself. What are you hearing from them? What are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, just trying to watch some of the things that have been ancillary to my old district and keeping eyes on, job opportunities in Adams Friendship and water issues over in Juneau County and just trying to all the things that I couldn't really pay a lot of attention to that I'd been hearing about. So nobody's really talking about, what's going on in Madison. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of talking about what's going on in their communities and what we can do to help. So, for example, I talked to a lady this morning over in Juneau County, a town in Aceta. She's having a land surveyor issue and wanted somebody to talk to the county departments about where her lot lines are. Mm-hmm. People sometimes don't realize how in the weeds this job can get. So, that's the nice thing is meeting all these new constituents who haven't been jaded by some other rep who they tried to work with before because they had a good rep before. But now they're just trying to reach out and say, hey, don't forget about me. So come help me deal with this issue. So I've taken a lot of new calls and a lot of new things have popped up. And the way the district's laid out, being on both sides of Petenwell and Castle Rock and in their entirety, I kind of like take ownership of those lakes now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
They're mine, right? So we've been spending a lot of time with those folks on both sides of the lake and all those communities and dealing with water quality issues to even water quantity issues right now because the lakes are so low and people are wondering, when can I get my dock out and who do I talk to about this? So it's a whole myriad of new issues. There's usually been issues, but after being in one area for a dozen years, people get so used to their issues being either dealt with or handled that, they stop calling because they know it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So now new people come into the district and they're like, well, I got to test this guy out.
Yeah.
It's been test time.
You've been being tested.
Yeah. So we've been really trying to up the game on constituent services and reaching out to agencies and talking to the great story. I almost forgot about this one. The other night, we're at the Juneau County Towns Association meeting down in Mauston. Mauston's not my district, but most of the towns in the northern part of the county are. An 81-year-old lady, she's a town clerk in two of the towns up in the northern part because they're very sparsely populated. Mm. So there's Highway 80 and Highway 173 are closed. Yeah. You probably saw some detour signs all the way up here in Rapids for it.
Yeah, that's right.
That is a massive road project going on down there.
A lot of work being done out there.
So she's from this little town of Findlay, 81 years old. I introduced myself to her, and she globbed on right away. She's like, "You're the guy." I'm like, what did I do? It's not me. It's not me yet. I'm just running for it right now. The other guy's over here. It's still his district.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it.
But she was like, okay, we're detouring all the state traffic onto these town roads in Findlay and Kingston, the other town up there. And she goes, what happens to our town roads after we deal, you know, divert all the state traffic onto our town road? Who's going to fix our town road? Well, which road is it? I don't even know which road we're talking about, right? So she kind of went through this whole process. The entire town's meeting was about this 81-year-old lady who was in Findlay and Kingston, and she just wanted to know who's going to take care of their stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'll tell you what, since you put me right on the spot there, ma'am, I will call the Secretary of the DOT tomorrow, right? That's what you do.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not doing it to impress her, but I'm doing it to say, okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
Let me call and find out. So we had a good conversation with the DOT yesterday about diverting state traffic onto town roads and sparsely populated areas. Picked up some of these areas from Babcock to Dexter and all that in between, you know, where it's all going to be impacted.
Yeah.
So now it's talking to law enforcement today in Juneau County and Wood County and saying, okay, how do you enforce this? So just that one meeting.
One person speaking up.
Right.
It's part of the reason, and we'll get into this in a little bit about a series that you're going to be doing I want to highlight. But it's part of the reason why it's so important on a local level, especially of having those town hall kind of meetings or when you do go out of your way and go out there and try to meet constituents and everything. To be honest, as always, as we always are with each other and everything, there is a pushback sometimes, especially this time of year of, hey, are you, what are you guys doing? What is getting done?
Yeah.
I didn't see a new bill pass in the last 10 minutes. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know,
Why aren't you in Madison every day? Why aren't you working?
Yeah.
Why aren't you working?
Right.
I mean, that's the one thing that drives me nuts this time of the cycle is why aren't you working? Well, there's two reasons why I'm not in Madison. I don't need to be, right? I mean, our session calendar runs, you know, 15 months out of the 24 because you do not want your government passing bills every single day. I've said it for a decade or more. Every time we pass a bill and it becomes law, we create two more problems somewhere else because we don't know everything. And every time we create something new, we create two more problems. So we just create more work for ourselves as opposed to being back in our communities for these 9 months in particular, where everybody can throw everything at us because we are everywhere. Say, hey, can you go fix this issue? Mm-hmm. I stopped at my church yesterday, talked to my pastor, and he's like, hey, as long as you're here. I met with a guy who's having a military problem and, you know, told me this great story. I'm like, you know what? It's not a thing for the state, but I know our congressman's people, so I called Scott Soik, Derek Van Orden's representative. I said, hey, Scott, I need a number. I'm standing here with my pastor. Mm-hmm. Can you hook us up with this so we can figure out how to solve this guy's problem? He's like, yeah, here's the number. Gave it to the pastor. Pastor called back like, hey, this is awesome. Like, that's how it works. It can't work like that if I'm sitting in my office in Madison.
Right.
That's what the work really is us being here, talking to people, getting things figured out and accomplished in their daily lives that are more important.
I'm sure this is a two-parter thing. Part of it being society, just you know, wanting everything faster. We've been this way since, you know, you and I were kids. It's been that way with microwave meals and all of this 24/7 news cycles. Everything's breaking news nowadays. A lot of that.
Yeah.
But do you think some of that pushback, or some of that feedback you're getting, is more about our high up, our politicians that you're seeing on the news every day, a lot of senators, a lot of congressmen,
sure,
a lot of that and everything. And it kind of trickles down and affects almost every other politician on a local level. It seems like a lot of, I mean, we've been doing this for a while here and everything, and my issues are certainly, I do have some complaints and some issues up top,
but
as far as our local representatives, whether it's us here or in Point or any others, I've talked to a lot of them and you guys are working hard.
Yeah.
And I see the exact opposite on a local level. It seems like more of the national narrative that's a complaint.
It is, and that's the struggle right now is people talk to me all the time saying, well, why can't you guys get this done? I'm like, well, that's a federal issue. And if I try to describe to them, I've got great friends in Congress. Mm-hmm. I do. Derek Van Orden is a dear friend. The guy works his tail off, probably even 10 times better than I am at constituent services. But he's one out of 435, right? And when you look at the national politics the way it is right now, and you've got such a close majority, and you've got 6 to 7 people in that majority who are just, I'm sorry, they're nuts. Mm. They're just nuts, right? So there literally is no working majority in the U.S. Congress right now. Mm. Stuff's not going to get done. Just not going to happen. So that's why it's on us as more local public servants to say, hey, I know you're waiting for Washington to fix this. It's not going to happen. What can I do to try to help, you know, solve that logjam a little bit here at the state? Or who can I talk to locally here that might help you with it as well? Because if you're waiting for Congress to do something, or you're waiting for the U.S. Senate to do something, or you're waiting for the president to get a bill from them, just not happening. Mm. Just not going to happen until after the election, because they're so dysfunctional right now as a body, it makes the rest of us kind of look bad.
I talked with Senator Tessin about this the other week, and the idea of not passing a bill because it makes the other party look good and you're in an election year and all this, these head games that are being played and everything, this political dance that goes on, and who suffers?
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, you know, if you look at
we know the game. Like, this isn't, usually a head game. You don't, the other person doesn't know what's going on. We know what's going on.
Right.
We understand the game here. Yeah. So this isn't, I'm not pointing at either party. I'm pointing at both parties. Yeah. Both parties need to act like adults and get stuff done. Yeah. When we're talking about constituents complaining about nothing getting done, this is what we're talking about. Yeah. Not so much on a local level, but I think the complaint is, hey, and to, not to forgive this, because I don't like the idea of people complaining to people that can't do anything.
Yeah,
you know, you don't like the gas prices, you go complain to the clerk. That doesn't do anything. Yeah. That doesn't help.
It doesn't help to complain about gas prices to me either. Just so everybody knows, if you're listening.
Just everybody knows. Get that out there. But it does get a little frustrating when I can't get Biden on the phone, but I can get you on the phone, that kind of thing. And it falls on you guys unfairly, I think. But well, I do appreciate that you take that on.
I think a lot of us understand that role as counselor.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I take a lot of calls that I know I cannot do anything about, but I know that the person on the other line has been struggling to get somebody to listen to them. They just want to be heard.
Yeah.
People just want to feel like somebody's out there that can understand what they're going through in the time that they're having a struggle. Whether I fix it or not is not their problem. They just want to know that somebody's there. And I've always appreciated that, because it's always what I've been about, either when I was a sheriff's deputy or, you know, in my job at the jails or whatever it is, even in my private business in real estate or whatever it is. You know, Tommy Thompson's always taught me, you know, 2 ears and one mouth. Use them in that proportion, right? So as much as I'm talking right now, I'm listening to ladies like Ellen and Finley even more. Like, just tell me your story. I will try to do my best I can for you. If I don't have an answer, it's okay if I tell you I don't know, or it might take some time. So people just... And I call it the American Idol society that we live in sometimes, like you had mentioned, where everybody wants to vote now and everybody's going to decide for them. You know, it's like there's processes, there's procedures. Government's supposed to be slow and messy because you don't want us doing too much too fast. I mean, so it's a lot of education, it's a lot of counseling. You know, my psychology degree has come in handy more than I ever thought it would for the job that I'm in now. So,
speaking with Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug right now, Scott, you are part of a bipartisan push for election confidence here in Wisconsin. You and Representative Snodgrass worked on this. Mm-hmm. Last time we were together, we didn't get a chance to really touch on this one. I wanted to go into this a little bit with you and how this all came about and what developed from it.
Yeah, so Lee Snodgrass and I have served together probably 4 years now. My best recollection, but I think the first conversation that Lee and I ever had was when I got appointed to be the chair of the Assembly Campaigns and Elections Committee, and I found out she was going to be the ranking member, the head Democrat in the committee. So both on the same day and the same time, we both saw each other in the room, walked towards each other and said, hey, what are we going to get done? And from there, it has been an amazing relationship. She is a trusted friend. She is an advisor. She's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. We never talk about who's a Republican or who's a Democrat.
That's cool.
We don't talk about the things we don't agree on, because there's a lot that we don't.
Sure.
But this issue, we agree on almost everything about, right? And that's the thing that we're trying to do statewide. where we're getting national and statewide accolades for mm-hmm. being people that are working together and doing what you're supposed to be doing and what you're taught to do in kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing that Lee and I talk about all the time is like, why are you recognizing this? Because that's the way things are supposed to be.
That's cool.
But at the same time, we understand that it is important to people to recognize that. Mm-hmm. So we've leaned into it. And I've dubbed it the new way forward, even though it's the old way of doing things. Like in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, when we had governors and legislatures, there were different parties, mm-hmm. stuff got done, budgets yeah. got passed. You didn't hear about it all the time, that there was consternation or arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're trying to bring back. And we may not have gotten all the bills we wanted through our committee passed and signed into law because either the Senate didn't want to do them or the governor didn't like them. It's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing back this new way of collegiality across the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
This is where other committee members and other committee chairs and other ranking members can see that relationship that Lee and I have taken to their committee, whether that's on housing or whether it's on education or universities or corrections. Develop that relationship, get some common sense bills done, talk about the things you agree on. Don't talk about the stuff you don't agree on.
Yeah.
You know, and the one person that I literally lean on the most right now to bounce ideas off of, it's a Democrat. Oh, my goodness, right?
How dare you?
Like, I can't figure out
the scandal.
Like, where the guidelines are of what might be acceptable for people who think differently than me.
Yeah.
Like, Lee, here's an idea. Here's what I thought. What do you think? She'll push back and say, well, this is where we wouldn't go. I'm like, well, you know, I think we can figure it out from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the world works. Why can't politics work like that, too? So we've really leaned into this.
It's incredibly smart and mature of both of you, and insane. What are you guys doing? You can't do that nowadays. You guys will never get reelected. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You guys did get reelected.
Right. You should see the looks when I walk over to their side of the aisle and stand there and talk to Lee. Or she comes, God forbid, over to my side in the front corner of the Republican side of the chamber, and everybody's like, what are they talking about now? Just talking about how their day is.
Yeah.
What are your kids up to? What's the family like? So it's a weird dynamic sometimes, but people have gotten more used to it finally.
I first talked about this with Congressman Kind, but whether it is him, Senator Teston, Katrina Shankland, yourself, anybody that I've talked to, I have brought this up and I've talked about the idea that Wisconsin has a better opportunity than any other state in the union to be the example of being purple, of being the perfect mix of both. We are fortunate enough to have a country of freedoms, a country of democracy, a country where it isn't just what I want or what Scott wants. It's what we all collectively kind of come together with and find some common ground on and everything.
Yeah, if 13 guys can sit in Philadelphia and figure out how to write the entire guidelines of our country being as split as they were within their party and intra-party, how can't 99 people in the state assembly figure out something that's a lot less complicated?
I call it on, because we've got a nice amount of listeners out of our state and everything. I call upon those other people to demand that from their state, demand that from their representatives. We are fortunate. This state, not saying it's perfect, no state is, but we are a lot better off than some when it comes to this. I do want to do something. I don't do this very often. I don't get a chance to do this very often. You mentioned a friend of yours, Derek Van Orden.
Yeah.
When he first came out in his first campaigning, I came out against him pretty heavily.
I was too. Not, the first primary.
Okay, because I don't like the divisiveness. Right. And all. I notice he has listened to his constituents and he has changed his game up a lot when it comes to that. Right. And I appreciate that because you did something. You started off our show with something today, Scott, that I thought was remarkable. And I didn't want to slow you down, so I don't want to get in your way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You admitted that you didn't know something. You admitted that you had to learn something or whatever. We need more of that. I don't expect whoever I vote in to know everything. I don't expect you to have all the answers. I do expect you to have ownership of this stuff. And that's all we're asking, I think. It goes back to what you were saying before. It's hard to take credit for things that we're supposed to do, but I do give you credit for it.
I mean, if we don't start taking credit for it, other people are not going to replicate it because the one thing that politicians / public servants want is, hey, look at me. Hey, look what I did. Hey, this is what it's campaign time, right? I mean, sometimes you have to take credit for these things to get reelected.
Absolutely,
So, you do have to stand up and say, hey, this is what I got done. So it's... That's the worst part about campaigning. I've never been a big self-promotion kind of guy.
Yeah. And now I'm going to make you do it again.
Right. I know. But you lean into it when you have to, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned even in being in business now and in real estate. I mean, that's what you have to do in business. You have to be a self-promoter. So I learned really early on in the process, probably my second or third year in, I have a lot of strong opinions. I have a lot of strong ideas. I'm one out of the 57,000 people I represent, though. It's like I quit listening to myself as much as I think I should.
Yeah.
And listen to the majority of the people in my district.
Right on.
So I know I am exactly where the majority of the people in my district need to be because I am here on a daily basis doing this instead of quote unquote working at the Capitol.
As we're wrapping up, last couple of minutes we have, Scott, I wanted to let everybody know about a series of listening sessions that you're going to be doing across the district.
Yeah, so typically this time of year we probably shouldn't be doing listening sessions because technically we're out of session. So if I'm listening, am I really taking it back to Madison? But yes, I am because we're starting to develop the next day budget already. And I've got so much new area to cover, right? So I picked up Nakusa. I picked up, you know, Adams and Friendship. I picked up Nasita. I picked up Camp Douglas. You know, all of these different parts of the district that are close, so I kind of know what's going on, but I really don't have a great idea. So we did schedule listening sessions on the 6th and on the 8th. I don't have the exact times with me for all of them right here in front of me, but I know that the 6th we're going to be more Rapids-based, Nakusa-based. The 8th we're going to go over to the Juneau County side and do some of those listening sessions too. So talked about those a lot over on, you know, Murph's in the morning on 92.9 in Mauston this week and with Bob Goff at 106.1 and... We've really been trying to promote these quite a bit for people to be able to get out, and I wish I could remember exactly the times and places.
I'm seeing May 6th. May 7th. May 6th and 7th, you'll be in May 6th, you'll be in Nakusa and Adams at the Charles and Joanne Lester Library from 10 to noon, Adams County Library from 1 to 3 in room 123.
There we go.
Yep. On the 7th, you'll be here in Rapids over at McMillan Library from 11 to 1. And then May 8th, you'll be in Nasita, I see.
Yep, Nasita, and then later in Camp Douglas. So I don't expect a lot of people to turn up to all of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's an opportunity. And if you want to come sit and hang out with me for 2 hours, great. If you don't, I've got plenty of real estate stuff I can do for those two hours. I'll just sit in a different place than the office. I mean, it is what it is. We don't do a lot of them this time of year, but I just wanted to give the opportunity.
Do encourage people, if you do have thoughts and feedback, to reach out to Scott, because you gave us two great examples today, and that's just among the many that you have probably had in your 10-plus years of doing this. Yeah. So much can change. So much can be done by just reaching out and, you know, having be an adult conversation, talk in a tone that it's, you know, acceptable and all that. Cool. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, be sure to get your word out there if you have some feedback. That's what Scott wants. He wants to hear from you. He wants to be able to do his job.
Yeah, it's a job. I'm a representative. I am not the owner. So, not my chair. It's everybody else's. So just tell me what you need me to do, and we'll get it done.
You are doing too much. You are too busy. We don't have the time to talk Brewers as much anymore.
Okay. I'm going to knock on wood that it just keeps going smooth, and if I talk about them less, they usually do better.
Maybe. Yeah. Been really enjoying the young talent, though, man. It's cool. Been really cool. Yeah. Bryce Durang, I like him. That's a couple of nice players on that team.
They call themselves like the average Joes. Movie Dodgeball, right? Just a bunch of guys who got together and played a game.
Real quick, real big shout out to Pat Murphy. Live your life the way Pat Murphy is living his life, man. He is making the most of this opportunity and he is doing great.
Yeah, he reminds me of Lou Brown that managed the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League. Yes.
Scott, if people have follow-up questions they wanted to be able to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Cell phone's the easiest. It's 715-323-3293. That darn thing's always on. Even overnight nowadays, so just give it a buzz and see what happens. If I don't get back to you right away, I get back to you the day after.
Appreciate the time, as always. You take care. Safe travels out there.
I'll see you too. Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.